You may have heard the news that a train loaded with oil exploded in eastern Canada over the weekend. There were 13 confirmed deaths and more than dozens are missing. The train was carrying oil from the massive Bakken oil fields of North Dakota. And as correspondent Ashley Ahern reports, Bakken oil is also traveling through the Northwest in increasing amounts.
There are now three sites in Washington and Oregon receiving oil by train from North Dakota, with eight more in the permitting process. Kurt Hart is with the Washington Department of Ecology.
These kind of incidents absolutely give us pause, but we don't have a lot of regulatory authority over railroads.
The department is instead focusing on preparing for a possible cleanup and has been conducting spill response drills. Frank Holmes is with the Western States Petroleum Association. He says that despite the recent tragedy, the increase in oil trains in the Northwest isn't cause for concern.
I don't know that there's anything unique about crude oil in rail tanks. You know, the railroad moves thousands of different products every day.
Each train can carry up to 3 million gallons of oil. The largest new oil terminal is proposed for Vancouver, Washington. It would move more than 350,000 barrels of oil per day from trains onto ships bound mainly for West Coast refineries. The Port of Vancouver is set to vote on that proposal on July 23rd. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.